Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Lots of information in our broadcast this time. First of all, we have the details from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney in New South Wales, here in Australia, concerning solar activity. The IPS reports that the level of solar activity continues to be extremely low. There are no sunspots currently visible on the earthward-facing side of the sun, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to zero. No sunspots at all visible right now. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has also dropped. It's now reading 66. That's 66. And those figures indicate that propagation on shortwave in the immediate future on frequencies above about 10 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths over long distances will be quite unreliable. However, transmissions on frequencies above 10 megahertz during daylight service hours will be much better. In the meantime, we have some monitoring information made here in Melbourne recently. And this is a summary of significant lower frequency occupancies made between midnight 30 and 0200. This was a mix of long and short path propagation modes from all continents. The changeover from long to short path was between 0130 and 0200, and the solar noon occurred at 0221, that's 12:21 p.m. local time here. And of course, as this program is being put together, we're moving now past the June period when propagation is most reliable during our daytime paths, and it's related to the solar noon and the very low, well, relatively low number of hours in which the sun is actually above the horizon here in Melbourne. So this is a summary of key items noted during our solstice period. Between midnight and 0200, 41 meter band, 7250, China Radio International from Urumqi, in Spanish, to signing off at midnight 30. 7335, the USA, Radio Marti, broadcasting in Spanish, in parallel with 7365, both frequencies, good reception here. 7350, another frequency for China Radio International, this time with English, until signing off at midnight 30. And 7380, All India Radio, Bangalore, the local service, very rarely heard here on that frequency, but nevertheless it was one of the services heard in this time period during our survey period from Asia. The 31 meter band, 9550, China Radio International from the Kunming transmitting site with programming in Hakka. And 9600, the Philippines, the Voice of America from Tanang, broadcasting in Chinese. And 9700, an interesting frequency, Radio Veritas Asia, broadcasting from the relay station in the Vatican at Santa Maria di Galleria. That's the Santa Maria di Galleria relay, signing on at midnight in the Cachin language. This is due to the use of the Vatican radio transmitting site for Radio Veritas Asia. The latter has not been broadcasting on shortwave for some time. That's no direct broadcast. So they're using the relay station in the Vatican to beam programs back into Asia for local reception. Now between 0100 and 0130, 9460, China. China Radio International from the Kunming transmitting station in Hakka from around 0115. It's fading at 0115. 9490, Taiwan, Radio Taiwan International with its Chinese program, that's in the external service, from around 0120. And 9535, Cuba, Radio Havana, Cuba, with Spanish to 0200 and later. 9570, Albania, China Radio International from the CERIC relay station with programming in English. And 9620, China again, China National Radio Network 2 in Chinese. And 9635, Vietnam, the domestic service of the Voice of Vietnam, one of the strongest stations heard in Melbourne all day during our local Melbourne winter period. 9655, China Radio International from the Nanning relay station or transmitting station in Chinese. And 9675, China National Radio Network 1, with broadcasts on many frequencies in all bands, quite good reception between 0100 and 0130. And 9685, China National Radio Network 5, another network domestic service from China in Chinese. And 9710, China Radio International again from the Kashi transmitting station in Portuguese to the Americas. 9810, Sri Lanka, Adventist World Radio using the Trincomalee transmitting station with broadcasts in the Thai language. And 9865, All India Radio, the external service with its programs in Hindi. Well, that was a summary of some selected frequency observations made here in Melbourne recently in our daytime period between midnight 30 and 0200, and the mix of long and short path propagation modes. And as I mentioned earlier, the changeover from long to short path for European signals was between 0130 and 0200, with the solar noon occurring at 0221 when signals intensified. Now we move on to reception notes provided by our monitoring friends in Sofia in Bulgaria from the SWLDX blog. And quite a number of signals audible in their daytime services heard recently as follows. Channel 292, a private station operating on very low power in the 41 metre band from Germany, heard on 7440 from 0600 with English, non-directional, intended for Central Europe. And Kuwait, very good signal of Radio Kuwait, that's the government station in the 16 metre band, 17550, between 2000 and midnight, to Eastern North America in Arabic, that's the general service. The transmitter there is 250 kilowatts, 250, and the antenna is being 350 degrees, 350. And another frequency for Radio Kuwait, this time in the digital mode on 15540, that's DRM mode, between 1800 and 2100 in English to Western Europe, 250 kilowatts and antenna 310. And yet again, another frequency for Radio Kuwait, this time in the 49 metre band on 5960, between 0200 and 0630, non-directional to the Near and Middle East in Arabic, carrying the general service, 250 kilowatts, and, as I mentioned, non-directional. And Thailand, reception of Radio Thailand noted in Eastern Europe, That's the World Service from Radio Thailand, using 17640 from the Udorn transmitting station between 0530 and 0600. That's the Western Europe in English, and good signals, 250 kilowatts, the antenna 324 degrees. That's the daytime propagation path from Thailand, going right across the Middle East, India and the Middle East, and Africa, and being heard in Eastern Europe. And the BBC noted from the Moosburn, Austria relay station on 15490 between 1200 and 1230 in French to North Africa. That's with 300 kilowatts and 225 degrees antenna. That appears to be a new relay usage for the BBC. And WEWN in the USA, the American religious station, the Global Catholic Radio, heard in Eastern Europe in the 25 metre band on 11610 between midnight and 0900 in English to Western Africa, 250 kilowatts and 085 degrees. At the same time, the frequency was also used by China National Radio Network 2 from Beijing, causing some interference. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.